This is KCUR 89.3. The Trump administration is considering allowing changes to state Medicaid programs, which provide health coverage for low-income and disabled people. And for some Missouri Republicans, those changes can't come soon enough. They're already looking at taking more control over the state program and making dramatic revisions. KCUR's Alex Smith has more.
Missouri's general revenue spending on Medicaid has topped more than $2 billion annually in recent years, and its costs are increasing. And that's a problem for Republican State Senator David Sater.
So it continues to be the biggest inflation that we have in state programs, and we have to do something.
The Springfield lawmaker is sponsoring a bill that would require Missouri to seek permission from the federal government to get what's called a global waiver, basically allowing the state to create its own rules for operating Medicaid.
We can form the program which is best for Missouri by increasing health care and decreasing costs.
Sater's bill isn't a detailed blueprint for Medicaid. It's more like a list of suggestions to make the program leaner. For starters, there could be a requirement that many Medicaid recipients would have to work, although Sater says that doesn't necessarily mean punching a clock.
You have to look at the definition of work. Work can be job training. It can be taking care of a disabled member of the family, things like that, and not just the job.
The bill also suggests introducing deductibles and copays, like in private insurance. Sater says this would discourage people from getting unneeded emergency care.
If I have a cold, I just don't go to the emergency room right off the bat because I know it's going to cost me $50, $100 extra than if I waited to see a primary care physician, you know, the next day. So there's a deterrent for us to not use the emergency rooms.
But the biggest change might be how the system is paid for. Instead of getting money from the federal government based on Missourians' average income, the state would get a big lump sum to use how it sees fit. And Sater says that sum could be adjusted.
If you have some new medical technologies that come about, and you're going to have more money from the federal government than what the block grant said, that's you can have that.
I'm not sure why we would do this at all.
That's State Senator Jill Shoup, a Democrat from St. Louis. She says she's in favor of saving money, but thinks the steps Sater proposes are the wrong approach because they provide less care.
Yes, there are cost-cutting measures, but I think they're very, very short-sighted, and at the end of the day are going to end up costing the taxpayers of the state of Missouri and of this nation a whole lot more.
Instead, Shoup wants to expand Medicaid under the terms of the Affordable Care Act. If the state did that, it would cover around 300,000 more Missourians than now, with at least 90% of the added cost being paid by the federal government.
What we could do is help 300,000 additional people get on the health care rolls, be able to make themselves healthy, be able to go to work, be able to take care of themselves and their families, and maybe get them off the Medicaid rolls because they could make more money in the work environment.
Health experts and many economists agree that Medicaid is a good way of keeping medical costs lower because it gives more low-income people access to preventive care. That means they won't get so sick that they need more expensive treatment later on. St. Louis University health law professor Sydney Watson says the program is also already pretty efficient.
The Medicaid costs per person are substantially lower than in private insurance. Per person costs have been rising slower than in private insurance, and the administrative costs are lower. It's actually good value.
Expanding Medicaid would require Missouri to spend more money, about $2.5 billion during the next 10 years, according to a Robert Wood Johnson Foundation report. But the state would also get an additional $16.5 billion from the federal government. And a 2015 study released by the state of Missouri shows that when you add in the additional increased tax revenue and the benefits of preventive care, the advantages would be even greater.
It would cost less to expand Medicaid than do what we are doing now.
But the belt-tightening approach favored by Senator Sater and other conservatives has fans in the Trump administration. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services announced last month it would support work requirements for Medicaid. And Seema Verma, the agency's administrator, says she's interested in allowing copays and deductibles. This is the second year in a row that Sater has introduced his global waiver bill. Though it didn't get far last session, Sater thinks the new federal and state administrations will make the difference in changing how Medicaid operates in Missouri. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Alex Smith.